This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House grows by another one as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announces this morning he's running for the White House, saying in an ad he posts online,
I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies. Standing tall when it matters is one of the things that really drives me.
He'll hold his first campaign rally on Thursday in Denver. At least 23 people dead after tornadoes tear through eastern Alabama. That death toll expected to rise as many people are listed as missing. People living in the area of Beauregard say it looks like a bomb went off. Strike over. Teachers in Oakland, California heading back to the classroom today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
We told you earlier another Democrat, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, is running for the White House. Well, former Attorney General Eric Holder has announced today he will not be running in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in the Washington Post he's going to focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Baltimore City police say a woman who was reportedly killed while helping a panhandler in the city a while ago was actually murdered in a staged attack by her husband and stepdaughter. Mayor Catherine Pugh releasing a statement saying the family of 50-year-old Jacqueline Smith was arrested for her death. The police commissioner said yesterday,
during the course of our investigation, we developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made the appropriate national notifications and the Texas State Police arrested him this morning.
Keith Smith and his daughter Valerie caught near the Mexico border trying to leave the country, now charged with that murder 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal investigators are going to be looking into a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. A National Transportation Safety Board team is to be in Florida today to investigate Friday morning's crash north of Miami. A 50-year-old man died when his Model 3 slammed into a semi and slid under the trailer. It tore the roof off that high-performance luxury electric car. Investigators will try to learn whether the Tesla's semi-autonomous driving system or its automatic emergency braking system were working when that crash occurred. A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is scheduled for today in a Massachusetts district courtroom, but Spacey is not required to appear. The actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after he was accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. Last week, Spacey's defense team filed several new court motions, including one asking for cell phone records from the accuser. And SpaceX has stepped closer to taking astronauts into space after the Crew Dragon reached the International Space Station yesterday as the first ever private spacecraft ultimately designed to take astronauts into orbit to blast off from Cape Canaveral and carry 400 pounds of cargo to the space station, as well as a life-size test dummy named Ripley. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is a country of for, by, we the people, and we're the ones that make the difference, okay? Again, as we're trying to remind some of the elites that they work for us, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hasn't quite got the memo. I mean, even Whoopi Goldberg told her, hey, maybe you need to slow down a little bit, make sure you get your legs underneath you, but that hasn't stopped her. I mean, she's come in with a vengeance, and she is, you know, the media just loves following her, you know, for all the sound bites that she has to offer. And here to talk more about is author and commentator Tom Basile joining us here. I'm Bill Martinez live. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about AOC. I, like you, I see a double-edged sword here, an opportunity on one hand, but also a trap for Republicans if they're not careful on how to handle this hot potato.
Absolutely. And look, she provides a lot of great content, but at the same time, it could be a trap, and that's why Republicans have to be very careful. Look, there's an opportunity here politically for the Republican Party, to be very sure. Democrats for years have been very successful together with their friends in the mainstream press, defining Republicans as paradoxically either, you know, redneck, Bible-thumping, xenophobic morons, or the guy from Monopoly.
Right.
Exactly. That is what people think about Republicans. And now the Republicans have a real opportunity to capitalize on what is a very real war within the Democratic Party and a real leftward shift towards socialism that goes far beyond Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so it's important for Republicans and conservatives out there to understand that the opportunity here isn't just about her. It's not about wrapping socialism and having her be the face of socialism or her be the face of that movement. Because ultimately, you're going to see people like Nancy Pelosi and Dick Durbin, who have already done this, and others say, oh, well, she's just a nut. Pay no attention to the 29-year-old bartender, when in actuality, the core of the Democratic establishment is moving further and further and further left.
Right. Well, they've been there, Tom. Trevor Loudon, who's been with us many times and has written a series of books titled The Enemies Within, he's been here to document, now the number is over 100 of card-carrying Democrat socialists. So this isn't something that just happened with the election of Ocasio-Cortez. The fact of the matter is this movement has been growing over over the years, and Bernie Sanders brought it to front and center during the 2016 campaign. And, of course, it remained there because look at how much, how many people followed him, how many numbers he was able to turn. And I think that had Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile and the rest of the Democratic apparatchik, if they hadn't stuck their finger and hands all over the scale, there might have been a different candidate going up against Donald Trump other than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and look, you know, I think that for a lot of people, you know, Bernie is still considered, you know, he's considered more of a fringe character. But what we're seeing and hearing a lot in the Democratic Party, and this is the opportunity, are Democrats, and not just conservative Democrats, you know, Kennedy and Clinton Democrats who were saying, wow, what is going on? This is not my father's Democratic Party.
Oh no, they're outside the tent now, Tom. That's what they're finding themselves. Yeah, exactly.
In my column on FoxNews.com, Republicans don't fall for the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez trap. I point out the fact that in 1986, Democrats who controlled the House of Representatives passed the Reagan tax cuts by a voice vote. By a voice vote, which means that they virtually unanimously endorsed the Reagan economic policy in 1986. And here we have a bunch of folks sitting on their hands when the president talks about tax cuts, wage growth, record low unemployment when it comes to blacks and Latinos and just generally. And protecting America against socialism. So these Democrats are looking for a place to go.
Right.
And but if this new moniker is going to stick, it has to be about more than just AOC or Sanders or Pocahontas.
Right.
It has to be about the governors who are out there that are that are lurching toward the left and the state legislators and a unified, consistent effort to redefine the Democratic Party as the party of socialism.
Well, quite amazing, Tom, when you look back in not too distant history, what the Democratic enclaves produced for their individual, you know, cities and states, it was horrendous. And then now you've got, 12, 13 Democratic states that are saying, hey, let's forget the Electoral College. We're just going to turn it over to the popular vote. Really? I mean, whatever influence you may have had in that state is now going to be turned over to the coast. Then, you know, and then you hear Bill Maher saying what he said. We were just talking with Jim Gibson about that, talking about the flyover states and that they're inconsequential and less than. And thank God for, you know, the bookends of California and New York. Otherwise, our country would be to hell in a handbasket.
Well, look, you know, the cities, even though the modern, you know, Democratic Party has talked a more moderate game over the last number of years, I mean, the cities have been the places where you've seen statism rise faster and the expansion of government, you know, more than anywhere else. And that's one of the reasons why the Democratic Party is largely still, I don't care about 2018, it is largely still a coastal regional party that is urban based. And the opportunity for the Republicans here is, you know, you know, Bill, you've been around a long time. You know that you win elections in the suburbs, and the opportunity in this redefining of the Democratic brand as being the brand of socialism and income redistribution, et cetera, reparations for slavery and kicking you off your health insurance and everything else that they're talking about these days, is to attract those middle-of-the-road voters, those conservative and moderate Democrats who really are going to feel abandoned by their party.
Well, they're doing so much, Tom, to redefine the Democratic Party. I mean, with the attack on the unborn child, these radical, you know, pro abortion laws that, started in, went from Hawaii, California, New York approved, and they're cheering, jumping up and down that it's okay to murder a child seconds away, from being delivered. And then Virginia says, oh, we can do better than that. Even if they are delivered, we'll just offer them comfort care until they're disposed of. I mean, this is quite shocking and alarming to those middle-of-the-road Democrats, those blue dog Democrats, those Kennedy Democrats that you're talking about, because...
And let's just remember, Bill, and this is the point, it goes far beyond AOC. So as much as we like talking about her, it goes far beyond.
No, you're exactly right. It's a good point. Tom Vasile is with us, and we're going to talk more, I promise, after this. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home. Head first to the deep end.
if we're going to get this country back on track that we all be in. You know what I'm saying? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Tom Baselli continues with us, warning of AOC that we not so much focus on her, give her more credit than is deserved. She is part of... you know, the new Democratic Party that is trying to define itself and really understand what's going on. It's just interesting. Tom, even with all that said, you've got these, you know, these new candidates for 2020 to represent the Democratic Party. And it's like every time somebody announces that they're running, they're doubling down on the things that AOC has been promoting. And it's just like, you know, they're trying to outdo their commitment to socialism, it seems.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that is so important for Republicans as they approach redefining the Democratic Party during this time period. Is, you know, it has to be more than AOC, as we were talking about. And it's so important that they do this, because at the end of the day, I know that, you know, the Trump people may be saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if we ran against Pocahontas? But the fact of the matter is, they're not going to.
Yes, exactly.
The Democratic Party is going to probably pull itself together here and find somebody who can talk like a moderate, but is willing to advance this socialist statist agenda behind the scenes. And that's the person that ultimately, you know, the president will need to run against. And remember, you know, AOC is expendable.
Yes.
Right? She is, and that's the danger here, is that, you know, her colleagues, particularly those who are in the establishment, who are in the middle of this tug of war with this party tug of war in the Democratic Party, they would be very, very happy to sacrifice her public credibility for the sake of advancing the ruse that moderates are actually still in control of the party.
No question. That would go a long way, wouldn't it? For perception, as far as perception goes. But what you're talking about in terms of a moderate that can contain these disparate thoughts and still be the standard bearer for the Democratic Party, there's only one name that comes to mind that could possibly begin to embrace that, and that would be Joe Biden.
Mm. And, you know, and that's why, you know, you start to think about Biden running and being paired with, you know, one of these other folks. Or, sitting here in New York, I know that you know, Andrew Cuomo is somebody who has who's had his eye on the race and he's somebody who can speak the progressive talk. But, you know, talk about how he's run a big state and he's got a lot of sort of phony economic development stuff that he can point to.
He was not too happy with losing Amazon. I mean, for all the hard work that he put into getting Amazon, and then, you know, and I think that AOC was given too much credit for chasing him away, but she seemed to be the lightning rod. In fact, interestingly enough, and you'll appreciate this, Tom, we have a billboard in Times Square, and it was one of our billboards there in Times Square where you can see Bill Martinez Live being promoted, that they bought some time on that same billboard. When I saw where it was located, I go, I thought for sure it was next door, and then I found out from from our station manager, no, that's our billboard, she's on our billboard. I said, oh my god, that's crazy.
That's terrific. And I drive past it all the time, and this is going to get a lot more complicated, Bill, before it sort of works itself out. And on the Democratic side, they are going to do everything that they possibly can to try and hold on to these, you know, moderate and conservative Democrats. And also independence.
What about the damage of 2016, Tom? Is all that just behind them now? And because they think somewhat they were redeemed by 2018, and I still have a problem with 2018. And I've been yelling to the Republicans and independents that you need to make sure that voter integrity is in place. I don't think so. I'm still hearing reports, investigative reporting coming out, demonstrating time after time there's been voter fraud here, ballot harvesting that took place in California, things that are just not realistic. I mean, you don't flip a predominant red district to blue within one voting cycle. That's just statistically impossible, except for California.
Well, I think that you did see it in certain places, but you know, let's also put things in perspective, Bill. During the Obama presidency, the Democrats lost more than about 1,000 state legislative seats all across the country. Mm-hmm. And for all of the media's pounding of Donald Trump, and for a midterm that didn't go well, and the year before there was kind of a mixed bag, but the Democrats claimed victory. They've only taken back less than a third of those seats,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that you'll never hear reported in the press.
Mm-hmm.
This is still very much a center right country. It is a country that the DNA of America has not shifted in the way that that these folks on the far left would like to suggest that it has or that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that if Republicans actually got together, and they're not known for all singing from the same playbook.
Right, exactly.
The Democrats typically, Bill, are very good at, they call everybody up and they say, today when Trump says X, every single person is going to say why.
Right? Exactly.
Republicans don't do that. Republicans, you know, the messaging is all over the map, and they try to be a little bit, they play a lot of defense. What you need to do in this case is harness this opportunity.
Exactly.
You have a war in the Democratic Party. You have a rise of a secular, in some cases anti-Semitic, socialist movement in the Democratic Party that is gaining steam, that is far more mainstream, and everybody's got to get on board. And again, it's not just Congress, it's governors, it's state legislators, it's mayors, and mm-hmm. Republicans have to be on board calling this for what it is.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Tom. I've been saying this forever. Liz Peek has been on. We've discussed this many, many times, that message discipline on the GOP side is pathetic.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is, and this is a time where they should follow the president's lead on messaging.
Well, it took him a long time to. You got the establishment Republicans that were insulted with 63 million people voting for Donald Trump, and it's taken him this long to see. Okay, wow, I may not necessarily agree with him on everything, but. Man, he's moving the needle. Look at unemployment. Look what's happening with our economy. 3% GDP. Look what's going on with the stock market. All these things. We got people, we got more happy campers than we had a couple of years ago. Maybe I need to budge a little bit and get off my ideology and get behind this president, especially in light of what happened now with the midterms. And, here we are. We're the very thing that we knew. You knew it, Tom, and you'd predicted it. If the Democrats got in there, we were going to be deluged with all kinds of investigations. Forget about whether or not, the Mueller special counsel is finished with their report and presented. Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, it ain't over till we say it's over. That's what they're saying.
And again, don't make this about whether or not you like Trump or dislike Trump. What is going on in the Democratic Party is dangerous. It is real. It is happening at the local, state, and federal level.
Exactly.
Focus on that.
Right.
Focus on recasting the Democratic Party for what it is becoming, and that is statist and socialist, and that is fundamentally against the governing philosophy or the DNA that makes the American way of life.
Yeah, great points. And as you say, we still are a center-right country, and we've got to make sure that we continue to honor that. Author and commentator Tom Basile on Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Great to be with you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House grows by another one as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announces this morning he's running for the White House, saying in an ad he posts online,
I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies. Standing tall when it matters is one of the things that really drives me.
He'll hold his first campaign rally on Thursday in Denver. At least 23 people dead after tornadoes tear through eastern Alabama. That death toll expected to rise as many people are listed as missing. People living in the area of Beauregard say it looks like a bomb went off. Strike over. Teachers in Oakland, California heading back to the classroom today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I play. You are the world that I can win. This is my life flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, including shortly after each show is completed, a podcast of each individual interview that we do. You can check our show out, and you get the list of experts that we have on, including our guest here, Michael Pakalik. Dr. Pakalik is an associate dean of the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., where he teaches ethics and social philosophy. Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, it's so great to be on your show. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about, and the dogs as well. They're welcome because we love puppies, so it's all good.
Well, you know, my dog decided to bark the moment that we got connected, of course.
Well, because they know that something exciting is about to happen. So, I mean, that and dinner, I mean, you know, you put those together, they get excited, the tails are wagging. We know how that works. But right. Lots to talk about. I want to talk about your new book, The Memoirs of St. Peter, which is fantastic. But before we get into that, President Trump announced to CPAC over the weekend that the attack on conservatism and religious liberty, he's about had it. with these institutions that want to, that want to get in the way and not allow for a forum of intelligent conversation that represents both sides. And he is threatening to take back any kind of funds to institutions that would only want to present one side and not honor our U.S. Constitution, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm at the Catholic University of America, and it's a great bastion of free speech because somehow under the mantle of God, you can debate anything you want, and people are free to bring in any kind of view. So.
Yeah. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think the impression might be over America that all schools are, you know, squashing free speech. That's not the case. There are, you know, no doubt, there are some prestigious institutions that heretofore have been bastions of intellectual conversation and free thought and free ideas that are now stifling said ideas and thoughts, which I think is quite dangerous and arrogant and I think ignorant at the same time, because whenever you limit speech and conversation like this, you really promote ignorance. You're not promoting education.
Yeah, and it begins with self-censoring. So for a while I had one of my daughters in public schools, and she came home once and said, well, that's to mention God. We're not supposed to talk about God. Mm. So somehow, I think she was 7 years old, she already figured out that you're not supposed to speak about certain things. But it begins as that, and then it becomes external censorship and social pressure too.
Exactly.
That's really unfortunate.
Well, for you, you experienced a problem at Duke University. Tell our audience what happened there with the student government.
Well, okay, so it's a problem and it isn't a problem. So I'm going to end up speaking at Duke, and that's on April 11th. And the title of my talk is Human Happiness to be Found Solely in the Vision of God, which is kind of a traditional Christian view, the beatific vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the Catholic Student Center proposed it to the student government for funding. And they had to withdraw that proposal because someone was objecting that it was a trigger event, that mentioning God as happy and connected to happiness might imply you couldn't get happiness in other ways. So it's kind of the typical politically correct nonsense. But they're not going to block my lecture. That has happened for similar things, but they're not planning to do that in this case.
So they initially said they were to take exception to it. Now they've kind of backed off, and they're allowing you to come onto campus and present your topic.
It was a question of funding. The Catholic student group there, instead of fighting a political battle and maybe taking some spending political capital, decided they didn't want to fight that battle. So it'll be supported in some other way, not through the student government.
Okay, so all is well for the most part, but the battle will still continue because of the misrepresentation or the misunderstanding of separation of church and state, and of course now with the LGBTQ agenda, anything that speaks of morality is problematic.
Well, yeah, there are lots of things that are misrepresented. One is the relationship between truth and freedom. So it's a very common view that if you believe that something is objectively true, then that will imply limitations on people's freedom. And on the other hand, if you want to support freedom, you have to be a relativist.
Yes.
So it's the other way around. If you're a relativist, that ultimately will undermine freedom and lead the way to dictatorship. So, there are many, many confusions there. That's just one of them that you mentioned.
Well, but doctor, you see how dangerous this is.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's very dangerous. And I do think that parents need to be concerned. So some of the most prestigious universities are really the least respectful of civil discourse and controversial matters. So, parents should not be so unthinkingly supporting the most highly ranked and the most prestigious universities. That may not be the best place for their children to get the best education.
But meanwhile, we continue to dance around this issue, and sooner or later, something's got to give here. What do you think? I mean, are we coming to some, final crescendo on this deal? Because the way it seems to go is that there does not seem to be room for tolerance, at least from the left.
It's hard to say. It really is hard to say. Look, we could have a natural disaster or a war, and that would kind of turn people's attention to other things. Mm. So it's really hard to say where things will go.
But the trajectory you can see is dangerous, though, right now as it stands. If we continue on like this, barring something of a catastrophic event, we're gonna have to exercise, this discussion to such a degree to where there's, some acceptable boundaries.
Yes, I agree. The lack of tolerance is very disturbing.
And, I mean, barring God himself coming down from the sky and saying, this is the way it is, if you've got a problem, you can talk to me about it, right?
Well, at times in history, kind of the momentum of development of civilization has shifted from place to place. There's no guarantee it needs to be in Europe and the United States. Africa, for example, has a lot of promising things about it. That could very well happen. So we just don't know what the big picture is over centuries.
Well, we don't know yet. It's playing out, but the trajectory does not favor well for us, and it's an opportunity for our culture and society to deal with this. I mean, we have, we've allowed for this, to come into the culture. I mean, to such a degree now that where before it was at a distance, now it is amongst us. Family members that we're dealing with, and it is my prayer that God would give us the wisdom, after abusing His commandments, to say, how do we get out of this deal?
Yeah, well, it's a puzzle, that's for sure. But prayer is a good place to start.
Well, I thought you'd have the answers, Doctor. I mean,
Prayer is an answer.
Yes, yes. Pretty good. No, you're right, and I'm being facetious here.
We're dealing with societal collapse. We're dealing with tens or hundreds of millions of people who have really just kind of, given up on, I suppose, what's called traditional sexual morality or modesty and chastity, and it's very hard for a handful of people to do anything about that. It's like a tidal wave.
Right. And then we hear instances where, the LGBTQ agenda will come into schools and take over the minds of our children, and that's extremely threatening. But it seems like more of the same until we get out of the relativism and we deal with the facts and make some decisions and set some clear boundaries on this. That's yet to take place. We're going to be talking about the doctor's new book, The Memoirs of St. Peter, a new translation of the Gospel according to Mark. Very interesting stuff. You want to stay tuned. This is Bill Martinez. We're 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
heavens. Oh, can we handle the truth of God, huh? Are you prepared? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Pakala continues with us, a professor of ethics and social philosophy in the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. His brand new book, The Memoirs of St. Peter, a new translation of the Gospel according to Mark. Dr. Pakala, why a new translation?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? There are a lot of translations out there. Well, you know, I've read the Bible in Greek for many years. I've trained in Greek. I'm an Aristotle scholar, and I wanted to share with others what I see and hear when I'm reading the Gospel of Mark. It was also the first gospel that I studied when I became a Christian in college, and so it's very, very close to my heart. So yes. Mark in particular, it's kind of like when you fall in love, you look back to that.
Right.
It meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So it's always been very special to me. But there are two things. So one is Mark really has the feel of an eyewitness account. So I really wanted to convey that. I call it the immediacy of it.
Right.
It's written by somebody who was right there. There's not a long period of time between the life of Christ and when that was written. Mm. And also it has a kind of spoken sound to it. It sounds like somebody talking rather than somebody writing.
Exactly.
So, you know, I went back and looked at the early tradition of the church, which is that Mark was kind of a scribe who took down Peter's preaching. It's kind of like, you know, these days when a celebrity writes a book, it's so-and-so's story as told to.
Yes, right, exactly.
A writer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's, Mark was the writer, and
right.
Peter was preaching.
This could very well have been the gospel according to St. Peter, then.
Well, you know, think about it. Mm-hmm. Mark wasn't an eyewitness. So
yes.
how does it have eyewitness details, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or Mark was an apostle. So how is it that it was accepted as having apostolic authority in the early church?
You know,
yeah,
but,
I think It really is St. Peter's gospel, I think. Yeah.
And I like that you picked up on the immediacy of it, because that is a word that you hear throughout the book of Mark, is immediately. Everything was immediately. And that you tuned in on the immediacy of this, relevant to the fact that its proximity in terms of the narrative, so close to Jesus, and who better almost than Peter himself.
Yeah, and there's kind of a subjective story that's, there's a difference between a reminiscence and a memory. So I can remember, for example, what the capital of North Dakota is. Mm. But a reminiscence is something that you remember experiencing. You remember what it was like to be there. Like, what was the smell of wood?
Exactly. All the senses engaged in the memory. Exactly, yeah.
Right. So when the feeding of the 5,000, where it said, well, Jesus asked them to sit down on the green grass. I mean, why would you include green unless you remember seeing it as green, right? It's of course, it might indicate to the time of year, perhaps it's close to the Passover, as people speculate. But it's that detail of green, it brings back what it was like to be there and to see the scene. Mm-hmm. So there's a subjectivity to the gospel, which is, I think, Peter's point of view, what it was like to live with Jesus during those years. And so there's an objective story, which is that the Son of Man, the Son of God, he teaches and then he's betrayed and crucified. But the subjective story is that Peter is a devoted follower who's called by Christ, that he's picked out to be the first of the apostles and always taken aside with others to, for special occasions like the Transfiguration. But at the end of the day, after protesting that, he'll be faithful even if the others fall away, he betrays him three times.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of a story of love and then betrayal, which is, it's kind of shockingly frank in how it dominates the story. I mean, that in itself is evidence that it's coming from Peter's point of view, because you wouldn't want to present someone else in such a bad light, but right. You might if you're a humble person yourself.
Yeah, and humility and Peter wasn't necessarily synonymous at that point in time, but became so after the betrayal and when Jesus reconfirms his commitment to him on the beach after Peter just, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm kind of lost. The idea of what I thought the Messiah was supposed to do. I'm trying to reconcile all this. And then Jesus meets him on the beach and says, hey, you're still my guy. The deal is still on between us, right?
Yeah, it's quite beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And three times he betrayed him. Three times he gets to profess his devotion. Very beautiful.
Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Go ahead.
Well, I think there's what I call the selection problem. So you have, thousands of things that Jesus did in his life, as St. John says. I mean, you couldn't put them in all the books that existed, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So why, when we hear the gospel on Sunday, why is it basically maybe 50 stories that we have, right?
Right.
Somebody had to pick those 50 and say, these 50 are going to portray pretty well and comprehensively what Jesus was like and what his teaching was like. And, it's actually a very interesting managerial question. You have a handful of guys who are about to depart for the far ends of the earth, and there's no phone communication back then. You were not going to be in touch with them for months or maybe ever. Mm-hmm. You had to have an agreement on what you're going to preach. Right. If one person preaches XYZ stories and the other ABC stories, then maybe after 100 years, it's like different accounts of Jesus arise over time. There had to be an agreed upon uniform set of stories about Jesus that you would preach. And it seems to me that Peter would naturally take the role of picking out what those are. So the scholars who think of things in terms of books and documents tend to think of Mark as being primary because it was written first and everybody had to rely on that text or document, which is kind of silly because it was largely an oral society anyway.
Exactly.
I like to think that that priority of Mark is more priority of authority, that Peter was in a pastoral way picking out how Jesus was to be represented. And that's kind of cool because when you then listen to one of the stories about pericope, it's called, or an episode of Jesus from the Gospel on Sunday, you're actually very directly under the pastoral care of St. Peter. I mean, he picked that one. for us in most cases. I mean, obviously, John is filling things out in a different way.
But exactly.
Synoptics, yeah. Yeah, Peter, well, pick those out.
Well, the direct experiences of the four gospel writers, and let's just, you know, for the book of Mark, as you say, here's Peter's testimony and being documented by Mark. These were all personal. I mean,
yeah.
They were personal eyewitnesses, except for Luke. Luke was Luke was at a little bit of a distance, right?
He takes care then to say that he was relying on eyewitness reports. So even in that case, he needs to explain why, at a distance, he can still write a gospel down, right? Which is interesting,
right? And the thing that I find quite fascinating, and for me, I guess I yield to God's Holy Spirit, that the Spirit would come, you know, to further and to seal the teachings of Christ, which, you know, the Holy Spirit was to point people to Christ and Christ pointing to the Father in heaven. And I still see that being manifest. So these stories that come out, and in Revelation, Dr. Pakalik, I am grateful for Revelation when it comes, because I believe it's the Holy Spirit, you know, saying, hey, it's time for you to be aware of this for this time. You know, it's like that onion skin being peeled back. And I'm greatly thankful, if I might say, to be a bit redundant, for the office of the Holy Spirit and the important role it plays in our maturation of our faith.
You're so right about that. The Christian faith is not some dead letter from the past. It's active, and the Spirit is with us. You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Wait, in a sense, that's pointing to the reason why I did this. I mean, people so easily treat the Gospels as something from centuries ago. And, you know, really, it doesn't matter whether you live 100 years after Christ or 1,000 years after Christ. We're still relying on the reports of the apostles. And there's no sense in which the Gospel is less fresh for us than it was for somebody who lived in 100 AD. And so I really wanted to recapture that. I want people to rediscover our Lord and fall in love and have that excitement.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, you point out also in the book, though your background, and anybody who studies Greek to the level that you did, all honor and glory to you. It's an incredible language. But still, in the narrative here, you have the Hebrew language. And I'm able to extract so much as well when I understand the Hebrew narrative and origination of the narrative and how that plays in, because the language, the Hebrew language itself is, you know, brings I guess another dimension far than what we're used to in the English language, does it not? Are you there? Okay, well, we're wrapping up here, and that's okay. We'll let it go. We got disconnected, but Dr. Michael Pakalik, his book, The Memoirs of St. Peter, A New Translation of the Gospel According to Mark. Wow, I got to tell you, this is awesome. And his goal, as he stated, is to get us to go deeper and to see this gospel a little bit differently than maybe a quick dive into a chapter or a few verses might give us. But as we understand and appreciate, you know, what Mark was doing here and in documenting what Peter, as the head of the church, you know, what he was putting forth, you know, to the rest of the body, and even that it speaks to this day. So Dr. Michael Pakalik, who's back real quick, just in time for me to say thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Sorry,
you got it.
Thank you.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers.